Why don't we start off in a word of prayer, shall we? We can't pray enough, actually. And so why don't we just start off in a word of prayer as we go on this service. Father, thank you for the worship experience thus far, Lord. Sung praises to your name, Lord. And we've gotten our marching orders with the announcements. Now, Father God, as you forth, may your people be challenged to live for you and to honor you and to glorify you. Father, that's what life is all about as believers in Christ, that we'll be able to say with Paul at the end of our journey, I've fought a good fight, I've finished the course, I've kept the faith. Now there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, and I look forward to it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I will give you the theme of this message right at the start, which is God always gives us his best. So if you don't remember anything else from this message, remember that God always gives us his best. Now, with that as a backdrop, my assignment is for us to examine John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. So if you have your Bibles, if you would turn to that, and it'd be momentarily on the screen here. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And you can follow along with me as I read it. And it says, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were six stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. So they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter. So they took it to him. When the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serves poorer wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there a few days. This is typically referred to as the miracle of Cana. Also, this is the first recorded miracle of Jesus in which he turned water into wine. In fact, this story has always fascinated many because, simply put, how did Jesus really turn water into wine? Let's face it, if one could find the secret of Jesus' success in turning water into wine, well, let's just say he or she would head the Fortune 500 list of richest people yearly. So why is it that God always gives his best? Well, because God can do nothing else. He is the best. His total being is the best. There is nothing about God that is less than the best. Dare I say, he's best personified. And Jesus is God. So it stands to reason that Jesus is best personified. Now let me give you a brief synopsis of what we just read in John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. So Mary, Jesus' mother, was attending a wedding, and Jesus and his disciples accompanied her. In the midst of the celebration, the wine ran out, and Mary told Jesus, good move. Jesus essentially said, please don't bother me. I'm a man on a mission. Mary got the clue and told the servants just to do what Jesus tells you to do. So Jesus simply told them to fill up 6 water pots with water. That's simple enough. And then after the head waiter tasted the water that turned into wine, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said, and Brother Patrick, this is my rendition of it. Dude, most folks give the good wine at the front, but you held out on me and gave it at the end. What's up with that? Now, that's not found in the scriptures, so don't look in the scriptures for that. So, folks, we see here that Jesus spares no expense with the wine and gave them the best. Well, with that said, let's look at 3 points this morning in regards to the best as it relates to the story we just read in John chapter 2. First of all, the best question. In verse 3, when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Now, I get it, not so much a question as a statement, but the point being is Mary directed it to Jesus. Here's the key, Ipsy-free. She didn't see, nor did she get anxious. She spoke to the one who could resolve the dilemma. Secondly, she didn't try to fix the matter herself by running out and purchasing some additional bottles of wine. You see, Mary knew who to go to with this issue. So here's the $1 million for us this morning, Ipsy-free. When you have a need, where do you go? Well, I can hear someone saying, it all depends on the need. My response to that is, it shouldn't. In fact, I've learned in life that when you have a problem that you need to be resolved, you need to get to the person or persons that can resolve your issue. Case in point, Connie and I visited our daughter in Baltimore over the July 4th holiday. And on our return from our time with our daughter, you know, technology is wonderful. We were able to type in our tickets on our computer. Now, millennials and younger think that that's what's with that? But those of us who are in my baby boomer age group know that is quite a feat. But in any case, We typed it in, and if you remember, during that time, the weather was kind of up and down. And so they had a little blurb at the bottom of our ticket that says, if the weather is bad, we can bump you up to an earlier flight. Well, me and Connie said, wow, that's a great deal, because we weren't scheduled to leave Baltimore until 10:55 p.m. the next day. So we get to the airport at like 7 o'clock in the morning in hopes, Brother Dave, that they would listen to us and honor their little blurb that they had at the bottom of our ticket. So Ben kind of comes up with our luggage, you know, with the luggage hanging all over here and everything and carrying it. And we get up to the ticket agent, and they look at it. They do their little typing, and they said, well, the weather in Detroit is nice and sunny, so we can't honor this earlier flight. So we said, okay. Then they said they have some additional seats in the earlier flight. And here, Brother Nick, is the amount that you need to pay, $300. So me and Connie said, we're not going to pay anymore. We've already given you as much as we're going to give you. And so we bunkered down, me and Connie. We knew we were going to be in that airport now all day until 10:55. So as we were leaving, another representative from that particular airline stopped us. She looked at the little blurb that they had down there, and she said to us, she said, if I were you, I would call for a supervisor. So guess what me and Connie did? We call for a supervisor. And so the supervisor came over, typed in the information, said yes. The weather is nice in Detroit. And so this blurb has a qualifier. And so we can't honor that. But she did a little bit more typing, and she said, well, we have a flight here, and we have a number of seats available. Would you be interested in taking one of those seats? That was like asking a man in the desert if he wanted a cold drink of water. We said, sure, yes, we would love to get an earlier flight out. Point being, Ipsy Free, in the same way, may I suggest to you that your problems can be resolved by getting to the one who can resolve your issues, which is Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus wants to be involved in every area of our lives. The big issue of life, as well as the small issues of life, Jesus is concerned about. Yes, Jesus is concerned about that father finding a good paying job as much as he's concerned about that little 9-year-old boy getting him a bike. In fact, whatever issue you're dealing with, if it's big to you, it's big to Jesus. Mary teaches us a very valuable lesson, and that is take your concerns to the Lord and leave them there. I believe, in fact, Sister Lynn, there was a hymn written years ago that went something like this, and some of us baby boomers and older may remember singing this. If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he, what? Feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. That's what the hymn writer said, didn't he? Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely, praise God, bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. So you see, Ipsy Free, the quicker you understand that Jesus can resolve your issues and take it to him, the sooner you will have a solution to your problem. You see, nothing is off limits to Jesus because he loves you. And he is the one that can resolve any problem that exists in your life. So the best question then is the question directed to Jesus. But secondly, the best answer. In verse 4, Jesus responded with, woman, What does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come. Now, this answer seems unusual. It sounds as if Jesus was aggravated by the statement from Mary. But you see, Jesus is God. Praise God. Nothing is impossible with him. He can speak the words and things happen. Here's the point. Here's the point, Ipsy Free. Jesus was on a mission, and he wasn't letting anything sidetrack him. But he had heard the request. He had heard her statement. So the bottom line is that somehow Mary understood that Jesus had answered her request. So she didn't beg or plead her case before him. She knew he had answered her request, so she went to the servants and told them just to do what he says. How many of us here this morning have been unaware of God's answers to our prayers, so we keep begging and pleading with him? As the scripture says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? In Matthew 7, verse 11. Let's be honest with one another this morning, shall we? Has God ever answered your prayer requests, but you didn't know at the time? But looking back, you know, hindsight is what? 2020. You see how he accomplished what you requested. I know I have on many occasions. You see, the best answer is the one that comes from Jesus. And that answer may be yes, it may be no, or it may be wait. Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Praise God. Oh, if we as believers understood how much God loves us and only wants the best for us, why would we go to anyone else for our needs? Matthew 6:33 states, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The scripture says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. In 1 Peter 5:7, hiding these scriptures in your hearts gives you the initiative to come to Jesus. Remember that Jesus' answers are always the best. So the best answer is the answer that comes from Jesus. But thirdly, the best results. In verse 10 of John 2, it says, you have kept the good wine until now. Now, the head waiter tasted that wine and said, wow, let me find the bridegroom because this is amazing. Folks, when we allow Jesus to answer our request, his results are always the best. Now, I should have got an amen right there. I remember 30 or so years ago, I started looking into these dating services that they were promoting in the media in hopes of finding my life mate. They even had various categories for some. And now, don't y'all look at me like I got three heads here, because some of y'all probably were looking at some of the dating services as well. They had some specialized dating services like the over 50 crowd. Okay, the AARP crowd, if you please. Okay, the Christian crowd. And various ethnic groups, et cetera, et cetera. So I said, after looking at the prices, Brother Jay, I said, Ray, are you out of your mind? You need to check in with the best matchmaker there is, Brother Bruce. And that matchmaker is God. So I prayed. Folks, when I did, shortly thereafter, here comes this wonderful, beautiful lady into my life, Connie. And you know, Brother Tyler, I've never been the same since. Nor has my wallet. Now, I'm not going to go over there, because, okay? All right? Yeah, right. Exit right here, yeah. Can I recommend to you, for best results, look to Jesus? After all, Jeremiah 32:27 states, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? Ephesians 3:20 states, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us, why would you go to anyone else? So the best results are the results that are left up to Jesus. So MC Free, let's wrap this up. Each one of us here today have a choice to make. And this is not a one-time activity. Simply put, you have the option of good, better, or best. Like today's scripture lesson, my suggestion to you is to select the best. And as we learn today, Jesus is the best. So the best question is the one directed at Jesus. The best answer is the answer that comes from Jesus. And the best results are the results that are left up to Jesus. Before I close, never want to assume anything. And so I want to invite someone here this morning to experience the best, to experience Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Many of you, as I look over this audience, have done that already. You are in relationship with the best, with Jesus Christ. But there may be one this morning that's never accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And if you would, Brother Eric, if you would put up the slide there with the invitation on it, I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me, with us, to be a part of God's family. Heavenly Father, thank you for your gracious grace found in and through Jesus. Save me and forgive me from my sins. I give you my life and choose to follow, love, and live for you. In Jesus' name. And it's just that simple, folks. We make it complicated, but it's just that simple. He's inviting you to be engaged with him in a relationship. So you'll know the best questions, the best answers, and the best results that only comes from Jesus. So let us bow our heads this morning, close our eyes. Let's do some introspection this morning. Where are you at with the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, he loves you. Yes, he does. He loves you. And he wants to be in relationship with you. He wants you to bring your issues, your problems, your challenges to him. In fact, he invites you to do that. My encouragement to you is to do just that, to bring all of your concerns, great or small, what you might think is insignificant. If it's an issue with you, then you bring it to the Lord. He wants to hear from you today.